roll my eyes at the lazy theory thrown at me by our esteemed sheriff. Go figure. How many times do I have to repeat myself? St. Lynn James wouldn't simply disappear, not even for an hour, let alone days. I grit my teeth against the need to bite back at this bastard. You know Saint. Everyone in town knows her. She wouldn't just leave. That's not who she is. And even if she did leave, where would she go? Her father is here. I'm here now. Her entire life is here. He can't actually expect me to go along with this lie. I guess he does, since he merely shrugs. The movement makes me drop my gaze to the badge on the front of his khaki shirt. It gleams in the overhead fluorescent light. What a load of shit! The man wearing that badge should genuinely care about every person in his jurisdiction, yet he barely stops short of yawning in my face. The truth is, we all think we know someone. Then they do something wild and shocking. And suddenly, everyone starts acting like they never knew them at all. Maybe you don't really know Saint. Maybe none of us do. People disappear all the time. Sometimes there isn't a reason. They just take all their possessions and go. I would laugh at the thought of Saint doing something so out of character if this indifference didn't make my blood boil. Men like him shouldn't be in positions of power. Clenching my hand into a tight fist, I slam it on his desk. I've told you numerous times already. She didn't run away. Something happened to her. Can't you see that? The glares of the other two officers in the room burn into my back. Sure, I'm making a scene, but I want answers, and playing nice only gets you so far. Playing nice is what Saint does, not me. He sighs, long and slow. Listen, I know you care about Saint, but I can only do so much. There was no forced entry at the pastor's house, and no apparent struggle. We have nothing to lead us to believe that she was taken anywhere, or that anything malicious happened. I don't understand how that's possible. Saint wouldn't disappear without a word. Not on me, especially me. I mean, yeah, I've been away at college, but we're still best friends. Distance doesn't change that. I understand. I shake my head, trying to figure out this puzzle. They watched my best friend grow up. They know Saint's father, and that she lost her mom not all that long ago. Are they blind, or just avoiding the truth?